Want to grouse about your agency? Well, you've got a new outlet. Congressman Mark Meadows, who heads the House panel that oversees the federal workforce, has opened an email tip line. Send a note to tellmark@mail.house.gov. But will feds really do that? FederalNewsRadio.com's managing editor Julia Ziegler debates that with Tom Temin.
We have gotten a ton of comments on federalnewsradio.com. Now, what we're talking about here is Congressman Mark Meadows, as you said there, and he has introduced a tip line for federal employees, and feds can write to him at tellmark@mail.house.gov. Now, the tips are going to be used as anonymous resources that could play into congressional investigations of agencies, and Congressman Meadows says that it will help his House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on Government Operations really monitor agencies' efforts to improve employee engagement and morale, because as you know, that has been a huge problem at agencies, and we see it every year in the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey results.
And so people have been intrigued by this. We've heard some feds say, I'm not sure about this. It's not exactly a whistleblower hotline.
Right.
And so, you know, exactly what is it going into a congressman's inbox? So what are people saying at federalnewsradio.com?
Well, my biggest question, Tom, was how can your email be anonymous, right? I mean, your email is going to say, you know, ttemin@federalnewsradio.com, right? But I think what the congressman probably means there is that they don't plan to use people's names or attribute information to people. However, one person said on federalnewsradio.com, at IRS, employees are afraid to even fill out the surveys. They probably edit things out, too, like they do on other federal websites. So I wouldn't even trust the surveys if they come from IRS or other abusive agencies. I'm sure the retaliation will be swift and severe. I think what that person's getting at is, you know, are people looking at federal employees' emails that they may be potentially sending to the congressman?
Yeah, because the viewpoint survey that I think that writer was referring to can, you know, tell a lot about an agency. And I suppose in some manner you could find out who filled out each individual survey.
Right.
It's supposed to be anonymized, but
yeah,
there's paranoia.
Exactly. And I think that's what people are worried about, right? You know, it's one thing to say that something will be anonymous, and it's another thing in actual practice as to whether it is or not. And I think that there is, you know, maybe some reason to be concerned and then a little bit of paranoia there, too. It's probably somewhere down the middle.
And some other comments about, you know, Congress itself might be the recipient of tips.
Oh, yes. And that was actually, we heard that from a few different people. One person said, wonder what would happen if this tip line was swamped with emails about what the current House and Senate are doing to feds' workplace satisfaction. Another person said, Congress equals worst agency. And a third person said, one of the biggest, most cross-cutting stressors in agencies right now is, without a doubt, the budget cuts, inability to hire staff, and constant attacks that federal employees are under from Congress.
Wow. So, yeah, so people are really of two minds about this. In fact, Francis Rose of the Afternoon Show was prompted to write a column about it.
Yeah, and this was really interesting. So Francis's point on this column that he wrote was, is Congressman Meadows' tip line really asking the right questions? And his tip line came amidst a hearing that his committee held on where are the worst agencies in government to work. And so Francis's column, and if you haven't read it, I would urge everybody to do so. Go to federalnewsradio.com and find it there. But his question is, does it do a disservice to ask employees only to report the negative? Is there something to be gained by asking employees to report the positive too? And Francis's point was, you know, if the congressman is going to hold a worst places to work in the federal government, maybe he could also hold a hearing about the best places to work in government, because there's something to be learned from those experiences too that could potentially be used at other agencies.
Yeah, and those, I mean, there's a lot of publicity that surrounds the best places to work each year. They do get discussed, but yeah, sometimes, you know, why the worst are the worst. And, you know, there's so much variability in the data. And as we had someone on this show a few weeks ago from Indiana University, part of a consortium, looking at the survey, they said a way to improve it would be to have one part of it be a regular standing panel each year, so that there would be comparability in the response year to year to year from that panel. There's issues with that, too, but they thought that might boost the accuracy of the survey somewhat. So there's even questions about the methodology surrounding the viewpoint survey. Federal News Radio's Julia Ziegler. And so what happens next here? We just wait and see.
So a few things. There were some comments on Francis's column as well that I wanted to share with you. One person said, I agree with you, Francis, that successes should be reported as well as problems and issues. Anyway, who is really going to believe the tip line is anonymous? Those who report successes will want kudos and to advance their careers. Those who report malfunctioning know that they will not be anonymous and will fear retribution, something like we talked about earlier there. And one other person said, I don't think you can blame Congress for focusing on the negative in government when that's what the news media does. Look at the Pulitzer Prizes just handed out. There were lots of prizes for reporting on some failure or problem in government. Does anyone ever get a Pulitzer for reporting on government successes?
Well, no, they don't. In fact, the Washington Post locally got a Pulitzer Prize for reporting on the Secret Service.
Yes.
And interestingly, just the other day, the head of the Secret Service, Joe Clancy, gave out awards to 11 outstanding Secret Service agents, and their families were there and so forth. And so, you know, they're trying to point out that not everybody in the Secret Service does whatever it was, falls asleep while people climb over the fence or gets drunk in hallways, whatever the case might be. It's not everybody.
And also last night, the Presidential Rank Awards, those were handed out. And those also honor federal employees, SESers, members of the Senior Executive Service, who are doing great work and saving the government money. And we report on those awards every year. And as do the other folks who cover this type of media, right?
And, of course, the Presidential Rank Awards have been restored after being canceled for a year. Or at least they might have had some kind of a recognition, but no cash.
Yeah. And so the final thing that I would leave you with, the you know, you asked earlier, Tom, about kind of what comes next. Something that happened after Francis wrote his column is actually Congressman Meadows reached out to us and said, you know, hey, I think you have a point there, Francis. And he is writing a column for federalnewsradio.com. And everyone can check that column out this morning on our website.